Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Khamenei assassination would be another Pearl Harbor moment if our rulers were not the lowest of hypocrites. News. On 1st March 2026, Iranian state media confirmed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's death after attacks that hit leadership targets in Tehran in the opening strikes conducted jointly by the U.S. and the Zionist entity. Comment. The killing of Khamenei was called a leadership decapitation strike carried out at the opening of a U.S.-led war before announcement of hostilities. While peace talks with the United States were in progress, the U.S. has normalized aggression that it described as barbaric when Japan attacked its navy without warning. Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. Then, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt's address to Congress on December 8, 1941, explicitly condemned Japan for attacking while negotiations were ongoing and without warning. Quote, "The United States was at peace with that nation and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The outrage against the Pearl Harbor attack, which led to the entry of the U.S. into the Second World War, was based on Article 1 of Hague Convention 3, 1907. Hostilities, quote, must not commence without previous and explicit warning. Hague 3 is superseded by new rules of war that the U.S. also flagrantly is in violation of. The U.S. is the biggest rogue state and sponsor of international terror. This sits inside a longer pattern of piecemeal assault on Muslim lands. Isolate one state, sanction it, bomb it, break its institutions, then move to the next, while presenting each campaign as a self-contained moral emergency. The result is not security, it is a regional order designed for dominance where sovereignty is conditional and resistance is criminalized. However, the hypocrisy of the U.S. is nothing compared to the servile and low hypocrisy of Arab governments that rushed to condemn Iran's retaliatory strikes as violations of their sovereignty. Language that rings hollow when the same states host the infrastructure of the war. In an official statement dated 28 February 2026, the UAE condemned what it called Iran's, quote, clear violation of national sovereignty and a flagrant breach of international law, and asserted its, quote, right to respond. Saudi Arabia also condemned, quote, the blatant Iranian aggression and the flagrant violation of the sovereignty of multiple Gulf states. Jordan even spoke of the unity of Arab homelands. Here is the reality they ignore. U.S. force projection across the region depends on bases, air corridors, logistics, hubs, and intelligence partnerships embedded in Arab territory. When those same rulers speak as guardians of sovereignty, they are policing the sovereignty of others while subcontracting their own. They condemn Iran for striking, quote, their soil, yet they allow that soil to function as a forward operating platform for disbelieving forces attacking Muslim lands. The hypocrites inside our body and those who attack us from outside are in unison and have been described clearly. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anh says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Arba'a man kana fihi kana munafiqan khalisan. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خِلَّةٌ مِّنْهُنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خِلَّةٌ مِّنْ نِفَاقٍ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ." Four traits: whoever possesses them is a hypocrite, and whoever possesses some of them has an element of hypocrisy until he leaves it. The one who, when he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. When he disputes, he transgresses. And when he makes an agreement, he violates it. Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Abdullah Robin.